speaking of emotions on shows, it's time to turn our attention to our cohort, Jared Sandler, who we love very, very, very much, the host of our Rangers pre- and post-game show, and, of course, on that Rangers broadcast, also my co-host on the Spitballin' podcast for the Rangers. But, man, he got into it with a caller, and I've heard people taking the caller's side a lot. I'm taking Jared's side on this, and
I'm taking the caller's side. I haven't heard it yet.
I feel like some people are saying that the caller drew Jared offsides doing a bit. I absolutely don't think it was a bit. I think this was just an argumentative D-bag.
I feel like I want to set things up with proper context here. As Jared was getting into it with a guy who was questioning Rugi's early season slump, let's go back in time a little bit, though. Because Jared does 162 of these things, right? And then you got the extra inning show after the post-game show. We're taking some calls. So this is 2017 where he's getting in a call, and this is a guy who's frustrated about the Cole Hamels trade. And here's a little example from a couple years back before we played what happened last night.
The Hamels deal was atrocious. Nick Williams is up tearing it up.
The Hamels deal was atrocious? The Hamels deal is atrocious. So you don't like winning AL West titles?
Hold on.
You've lost me at the Hamels deal is atrocious. And you know what?
But what has it gotten us? What have we won, Jared?
It doesn't. Listen, you know what you've won? You've been one of the most winning. You've been one of the winningest teams in the last 8 years. They have not gotten the job done. The teams have been good enough to win.
Who does that fall on? JD.
It falls on the player. It falls on you, Darvish, and Cole Hamels for not showing up last year in the playoffs.
In 3 years, will Cole Hamels be an ace?
Yeah. What does that matter? What does it matter 3 years from now?
What does it matter? Because
the deal has
Nick
nothing
Williams
to do with 3 years
Williams
from now.
An all-star?
No, Nick Williams will never be an all-star in the major leagues. Jorge Alfaro has done nothing.
That's my new go-to, is I'm going to just go to people when I'm mad and say, Nick Williams will never be an all-star
in
the major
Nick
leagues.
Williams will never be an all-star in the major leagues. Never.
It really is the worst kind of sports talk, because a team did not win it all to then turn to, will Cole Hamels be an ace in 3 years? Right. I mean, that is just, man, I've run out of words. Here, I'm going to throw this into the air.
In 3 years, will Cole Hamels be an ace?
Jared does such a good job at trying to be level-headed, and he's incredibly knowledgeable, and he's trying to guide Ranger fans down a path of long-term optimism and pointing out the good things and with a big bird's eye view. But the baseball fan, at times, the diehard, knowledgeable baseball fan can be the biggest blowhard of all blowhard fans.
Right.
Well, last night we have a caller, and this is part one, Jared versus caller last night.
So, Jared, tell me the analytics.
I just did. I literally just spent the last 5 minutes talking about it. He's chasing less. He's hitting the ball harder.
He's hitting the ball harder.
Matt, this is a 100-year proven thing in baseball that the harder you hit the ball, the more likely you are going to, over the long haul, get results.
So you're using your 1950s tummy in emotion, but you're not using, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm asking you for an analytical factor.
I just gave you an analytical factor. Exit velocity is an analytical factor. Chase rate is an analytical factor. He is chasing less this year than he did last year, even during that three-month stretch where he was the best player on the team, even during the two-year stretch in 15 and 16 when he was an above-average player. And let's not forget the fact this guy was a Gold Glove finalist at second base. He is not a trash player.
Okay, so the tummy, the 1950s tummy, is just saying using the gut instead of the analytics.
It's infuriating because Jared is answering the guy and giving him what he wants, and then the guy will say, see, that's my point. Like, I don't understand. You're asking for analytics, so he's giving you exit velocity and chase rate. And you're like, yeah, man, you're giving me your 1950s tummy, but I want analytics. I just gave you the analytics. I don't understand. This guy's just arguing in circles.
Or, back to the original point, is he doing an elaborate bit?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know. Here we go. Here's part two.
Because he did say tummy.
Listen to his tone. Okay. Listen throughout. To me, he's very serious.
Okay.
You asked me to bring up the analytics. I did. They disprove your point. Don't get mad at me for that.
You just devalued your point by saying you can't do it in 10 games. So you're saying to yourself, I'm going to stand firm on these analytics, but yet they're worthless.
No, they're listen, dude, you asked me to what the analytics said. You're the one who asked me. I'm the one who sat here and said
and
that 10 games don't mean nothing.
You just said there's no analytics that are valued because it's a 10-game sample, so you're
I never said, okay, Matt, let's rewind here. You asked me about the analytics. Matter of fact, you didn't ask me. You came on here and said that the analytics suggest he's about to crash, which they do not. I corrected you. You then asked me to repeat myself.
You didn't ask what analytics I'm talking about. I asked you. Yours.
Okay, fine, Matt. What analytics? All right, Matt. What analytics are you talking about?
Well, we're looking at his basic batting average at this moment.
Okay, that's not an analytic. But keep going. Not an analytic.
Wait a minute. You can't analyze a batting average.
That's not the analytics you were talking about, Matt. You specifically talked about the other things, the advanced stats.
Speaking out both sides of your mouth as usual, brother.
This guy's owning Jerry.
This guy is getting frustrated, too, and I would be willing to bet he's a lawyer.
Speaking out both sides of your mouth as usual, brother.
All right, hold on. If this is not a bit, then he's a very rural country lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
He's practicing some feed law
right.
somewhere.
Rural lawyer.
Hard to say. Now, this is where it gets interesting, as Jared has an indecent proposal to work into the mix here.
Okay, Jared's trying to be as nice as he can be. All right, I want to hear this. Mm-hmm.
On May 1st, if Rougned Odor is not hitting over what? Give me a number.
225.
If he's not hitting over 225 on May 1st, then call back. Tell me I told you so. And I'll pay for you. Are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
Jared.
Matt, answer my question. Are you married or do you have a girlfriend?
A moment.
Matt, are you married or do you have a girlfriend or anything? Do you have a friend?
I'm married.
Okay, Matt, I would be very happy to treat you. You don't even have to. I won't even be there, so you don't have to worry about me sitting there and hanging out with you. I will treat you guys to a meal of your choice.
Conversation.
This is not that conversation. Jared's saying, listen, if I'm wrong, I'll buy you dinner. Doesn't have to be dinner with me. I'll just pay for it, Jared. This is not that conversation.
It is amazing, though. I think you're right, Ben. And listening to this guy, if this is a bit, this guy's brilliant. Like, he's the best
dude,
ever.
Dude, he was so quick when he said 225.
225.
That was the moment that I started giving that guy credit because he's quick. He's thinking on his toes.
He's
there.
Smart.
225.
He's smart and he's argumentative as hell. He's an attorney.
So if what Jared has laid out here is that you can basically get him into a situation where he's just offering up prizes if you argue well.
He's trying to be as nice as he can be.
He's laid the groundwork very early. If we get into a strong argument, then I might get a meal out of this.
Yes.
Was that the last part?
Oh, no.
I mean, this is April 8th.
We have two more. It continues right here.
You would like more consistency. But don't
Except
tell me he was trash last year
games,
when he wasn't.
And then be terrible for 12 games, and then be good for 6 games, and be terrible for 6 games. That's not how baseball works.
Matt, that actually is how baseball works. It's a game of streaks. Not everyone is Mike Trout.
Exactly.
That's how this works, though. Everyone does this. Everyone has ups and downs. Everyone has streaks. They're hot. They're cold. That's how baseball works. Not everyone does the exact same thing every single game.
Exactly.
This guy's great.
He is great.
Now, weirdly,
great beating.
It ended this brutal, vicious fight. It's like no one's knocked each other down yet. They're at round 11. We get to round 12, and they just kind of do the thing where it's like, hey, let's just both collect our paychecks, hit knuckles, and go back to our corners. It doesn't end with the big explosion. Listen to this.
I got to go. My baby's got to be put in bed. I apologize.
All the best to your baby. Hey, Matt, I appreciate it. Good discussion. May 1st, I want you to hold me to that.
I will.
All right.
I love you.
See, that was very serious. If it's a bit, you're not leaving to put your baby down for a nap, and you don't calm down the landing.
Yeah, I think
and I'm taking shots at this guy, but obviously an incredibly passionate listener, which is great. He's very passionate, too, but he did not land one solid punch in Jared the whole time. You said they were exchanging blows. He just didn't get knocked down. He wouldn't fall down. He wouldn't get knocked out. But he did not land a single punch.
See, I thought he destroyed Jared. I thought he owned him on the exactly stuff. And then I also think
Speaking out both sides of your mouth is
okay, he owned him on what? You can't analyze a batting average? That's analytics.
Owned him on that. And then the other thing I would say is he had Jared so flustered. Jared is so close there to wishing all the best to his baby. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, you what? I got to go. My baby's got to be put in bed. I apologize. Well,
all the best to your baby. Hey, Matt, I appreciate it. Or is he saying all the best to your bay?
Yeah.
I got to go. My baby's got to be put in bed. I apologize. Well, but I love
all the best to your bay.
I love the conversation.
God, I want that. I want them to host that show together.
I do too.
Exactly.
I want him to host it with Jared. And let's call it the argument.
On May 1st.
That's that's pretty good, too. That's like the, hey, I got to go return some videotapes.
Yeah.
That, see, I got to go put my baby down.
May 1st. I want you to hold me to that.
I can't wait for May 1st.
I can't
May
either.
May 1st, we're going to celebrate.
I'm calling that the day of reckoning, guys.
We need to hear from that guy again. I mean, I'd like for him to call in every night.
I can guarantee you when he wins the bet, Jared's going to have to buy him and his wife dinner at Cracker Barrel.
Sir, if you're listening, call now, 877-881-1053. We'll check it out.
Well done. And I guarantee if he calls us, he's going to argue with us about something.
Exactly.
225.
Oh, that was an awesome call. Good well times. Handled, Jared Sandler, and well handled, what's his name, Matt? Well handled, Matt.